All right, bear with me. I'll get to the point. Eventually. Adam Savage is an American special effects designer and fabricator, actor, educator, and television personality and producer, most widely known as the former co-host of the Disney Channel Discovery series MythBusters. Now, he was a lifelong costume designer from his childhood, where he created his own toys. So it wasn't just costumes, he created sets, he created whatever he played with, he actually created both physically and in his mind, which led to his career being able to do what he loved. Now, creating and costuming, he'd always heard of the enormity of San Diego Comic-Con. It is the costuming mecca, really. People from all around the world come and want to join in to show their costuming that they have created and show it off to the world. Over the years, he built many elaborate costumes. In doing so, he learned the characters. He learned how they walked. He learned their bodily gestures, everything of the characters that he was portraying. At conventions like this, when you see something that you really connect with, when you see a costume, a character that you really connect with, you go up and you ask to have your picture with that person in costume. Now, though Adam's costumes were all head-to-toe costumes and built in such a way that covered his real identity, Adam's skill made him popular for pictures. He was hooked that his creations brought joy to the other attendees and enhanced their convention experience. One year he went as the character No Face from the movie Spirited Away. He did his normal level of excellence, both in creating and portraying the character. As always, he was a hit. People wanted their picture with him. And after the picture, he would slip from his robe a chocolate gold coin. And he would say, in this coming from his TED Talk, he said the people would just freak out. They had been given gold from No Face. Adam thought this was fantastic. But about 15 minutes in, something happened. Someone put a gold coin back into his hand. And his initial thought was that, oh, this was an exchange. Someone's now given him a coin because he had given them, because at cons, you sometimes exchange things. But then it happened again. And after the third time, he said that he really had to know what was going on, that there was something to this. And he said that he looked up, the mouth hole is really what he could see out of on the costume, and he says he tilted back, and he looked through, because he'd been staring at people's knees, feet, you know, and tilted back to watch the person who had just slipped a coin in his hand walk off, and he walked off just, you know, like, nothing's in my hands, you know, kind of threw him up. And he thought, oh, that was weird, but then it hit him. In the movie, it was bad luck to take gold from No Face. It was then that he had an epiphany. The epiphany was with the difference between wearing a costume and wearing cosplay. Because it's not called costuming at conventions. It's called cosplay. In cosplay, Adam says, it's not just simply a performer-audience relationship. In cosplay, people are invited into the narrative of the story, invited into the story that character portrays. And the performer and the audience are connecting to something that is important to them. Only those who have seen Spirited Away know who No Face is. Only people who know who No Face is are going to want to be drawn into that and to have a picture with him in that costume. And so it's not just a performer thing, it's an invitation into a relationship. And it is through the costume that this is revealed, that they reveal themselves to one another, that they have this connection. Now, this got me thinking about the clothes that I put on, that I put on every day, that I put on a Sunday. It got me really thinking about this. Now, many of you know that I spent 4 days last week at the largest Doctor Who convention in the world. People travel from all over the globe to participate in this event, including those who engage in cosplay. And I'm one of those cosplayers. Adam Savage's epiphany that in cosplay, the performer and the audience are connecting to something that is important to them, and that it is through the costume that people reveal themselves to each other, that made me think about why I connect to Doctor Who and why I choose to cosplay the Doctor. Got to show you at least one pic. Well, there's three. And so, if you don't know anything about Doctor Who, all the others in these three pictures are also playing the same character that I'm playing. We're all playing the Doctor at different points in the Doctor's life. You see, in Doctor Who, when the Doctor dies, he doesn't die, he regenerates. He regenerates, and I'm saying he because I play a he doctor. Current doctor is female. And so when he regenerates, there's a new face, a new body, new gender. But over 1,000+ years, the collective memories and wisdom continue. I'll take that down. Now, I'm drawn to the Doctor because we live in a world that needs healing. The Doctor is not his real name, but it's the name that he chose that reflected his mission in the universe. No one knows his real name. But his mission in the universe as the Doctor is that he has a love for all living creatures, human or not human. And his life is spent helping those in need. The creators of Doctor Who created a character that chooses to use his words and not violence to make this change and to help those people. The creators did not give the Doctor a gun or a weapon that destroy, but a sonic screwdriver, which analyzes data and fixes things. The creators of Doctor Who also gave him his biggest attribute, two hearts. The Doctor has two hearts, so that he can love twice as much. When I put on my Doctor Who cosplay, I invite convention attendees into the narrative of the Doctor. It's a narrative of love and nonviolence. It's a narrative of healing and connection in relationships. My cosplay is more than a costume. Today, we heard about the transfiguration of Jesus. In the story, Jesus was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, there appeared to him Moses and Elijah talking with him. His appearance changed, and his clothes changed. This change of dazzling white drew Peter, James, and John deeper into the narrative of Jesus. It also drew them into the narrative of Moses and Elijah who were talking with them. This was not just a costume change for Jesus. This had a purpose of connection. This change into dazzling white has the purpose of drawing us deeper into the Jesus narrative, deeper into the story of God's love in the world. Henry Nouwen writes, being a believer means being clothed in Christ. Paul says it many times, a big theme in the genuine Paul letters. Paul says, every one of you that has been baptized has been clothed in Christ. That's in Galatians. And in Romans, for other cosplayers, let your armor be the Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of armor if you go to different cons. Not so much at Doctor Who, but there's some. But you go to other cons, lots of armor out there in the world. They clothe themselves. This being clothed in Christ is much more than wearing a cloak that covers up our misery, Nouwen says. It refers to a total transformation that allows us to say with Paul, I have been crucified with Christ, and yet I am alive. Yet it is no longer I, but Christ living in me. Through our baptism, we take on a new name, we take on new clothing. This new clothing in Christ is something that we can't take off. We can, however, at times forget that we're wearing it. Maybe we cover it up with some other earthly clothes or earthly images that don't reflect the clothes that we put on in Christ. This clothing in Christ is not a costume. But it's about becoming a part of the story. And becoming a part of the story in such a way that draws others into this healing narrative of God's